Hello, everyone. I'm Donna.
I'm Sarah.
And you absolutely cannot miss this week's episode of Less Code, More Power, because we have a guest all the way from Lagos, Nigeria.
Foyin. So if anyone doesn't know this lady, she absolutely rocks. She is a rock star. You need to reach out to her and make her your friend right now. So yeah, I'm so stoked to have her on the show.
Stay tuned.
Hi there, once again for another Less Code, More Power show. I'm Sarah.
I'm Donna, and today we have a special guest all the way from Lagos, Nigeria, Foyin. She is joining us on the phone remotely. Eventually, we're going to drag her in the studio and make her share her story.
This lady is amazing. This is one of the most exciting shows for me because I get to hear all about the amazing work that she's been doing in Nigeria. So
I had the opportunity to meet her recently, and the way she's digitally transformed her company is off the hook good. So Foyin, please tell us a little bit about you. What do you do for your day job, and how did this whole power platform thing come about?
All right, so thank you once again for having me. I'm so excited to be on the show, and I'm sure we're going to have a great time. Okay, so I had previous experience automating using info platforms and the SharePoint designer, because I had background in SharePoint and all.
And you're at Sterling Bank in the IT department, right?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, it's a bank. How many branches do you have all over Nigeria?
We have about 176 branches.
All right.
Wow.
So 176 branches all over Nigeria. That's not even counting all the ATMs they have. So she was working in the IT department for this bank. 3 years, you said?
Yes.
About?
Yes,
that's
3 years.
Okay. Sorry to interrupt.
No, I think that's important context. Go right ahead.
Yeah, so then a friend told me about the Power Platform, letting me know that InfoPath was going to be end of life. Mm-hmm. And the Power Apps was the next thing. The Power Apps and Power Automate is the next thing for automation. So that's how I basically started my journey. And I started in May last year. I think that was when I created my first application that went into production. And I was so excited when I saw the finished work. And that's basically what started up my passion for Power Apps and the Power Platform. About me, I love technology. I've been in tech space for a long time, and it's been a great experience, because most of the time I usually find out that I'm the only female in the room, and I refuse to be intimidated with that. You know, I'm there struggling with the guys and trying to make it work. So yes, it has been a great journey so far.
I love it. So Foyin did something pretty extraordinary, and she is too modest to say so herself. But because of the Power App that she introduced to Sterling Bank, they are now saving, they've gone from, how many hundreds of hours of work a week, all the way to 5 minutes, right? All of this kind of paper transaction thing. Her Power App was really interesting, where it was all about looking at the cash deposits that were made from the bank vaults into ATMs. And someone would write them down in an Excel spreadsheet, not kidding.
Wow.
Yes. And then someone would collate them into a big Excel spreadsheet.
So two Excel spreadsheets.
Yes. And then they would get sent to Central Pay. Someone would sign this document, not kidding. And of course, this would take hundreds of hours a week. So Foyin said, this is stupid. She probably didn't say this is stupid, but she said this is not efficient. So she built a Power App where people just log the transaction. Mm-hmm. They just say, we're making a transaction now from vault to from vault to ATM. And now you're down to, you know, reduced all these people's work. Now they can actually do intelligent thinking for their day job, which I found amazing, like the direct cost reduction.
That is so cool.
But she decided, you know what? It's not good enough that I and my bank are doing this digital transformation thing. We need to give back to the local community. So do you want to tell us about the Nigeria user group that you just launched in December?
Which was huge. I heard it was huge.
Yeah.
Yes, it was really huge. So yes, we started off, we had our first meetup in November. And we basically just grew from just me to 5 people and 10 and 15. Mm-hmm. And then we exploded to 100 plus.
100 plus or now?
Yes.
Growth in such a short space of
time. Yes, we have a group on Kaizela. Mm-hmm. Yeah, in the spirit of loyalty to Microsoft. So, and we meet virtually every Sunday by 7.
Wow.
Just basically for a show and tell. Member of the community shows us an app and walks us through how he or she created the application. Yes, and we're going to have another meetup in February.
I love
that. Yes, it's pretty exciting. And we're just basically supporting each other through the learning journey of the Power platform.
That is so cool. And then you have this group on Kaizala, which I thought was very, very interesting.
Yes.
Which, you know, is a Microsoft product that a lot of people in emerging markets use. Yeah. I've gotten a chance to use it. It's very, very cool for exactly this. Mm-hmm. We're large groups constantly communicating 24 hours a day.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So Foyant, you have to tell us about the Sterling Bank Citizen Devs Academy. Yeah. She's also created that because, you know, she's not busy enough.
Any word with academy I'm so interested in because I just think it really creates, it's kind of almost like a merge between knowledge and community.
Right.
Because it really creates this kind of thing that just empowers everyone. So yeah, I can't wait to hear about this.
Yes.
Yes, so I basically thought about it. Like, we need to empower people to do these things themselves. Like, we don't want everybody defaulting to the IT department when they want to automate a simple process or they want to create a simple application. We need to enable people to do stuff themselves. And that was also the vision of our chief digital officer in Kaoni and also the human capital team. So they have this future of work initiative going on now with a couple of academies, and I was able to sell the system developer academy to them also. So that's added on as an academy, and we're going to run throughout the year. We have 100 plus people that have indicated interest.
Wow.
Like literally they indicated interest within, we basically sent out one email and we had 100 plus people in less than 6 hours saying, I want to learn this, I want to know how to do this.
800 so people.
Yes, 100 plus. So we're going to have multiple streams.
Yes,
multiple streams, and we're starting in January. Yes, this month we're going to kick off this month. I'll send you pictures.
I can't wait to see this because it's so rare to hear about this, right? Because this was a joint project between Foyant's team in IT and HR. Right, the human resources group got together and said, it's not enough that only our IT department knows all the new tech. We need to technically upskill all of our workers.
Yeah, we want to know.
That's right.
What an amazing thing to have in an organization where three kind of very separate departments come together and say, we've seen what amazing stuff you've done.
Yeah.
Share it. We want to know.
Yeah. And what an investment and confidence in the employees in the company to say, we want to upskill you, we want to retain you, we don't want to take away your jobs.
No.
We want to make sure that you're able to do the next set of jobs that we're all going to have to do, live in this digital world.
Yeah,
move away from like writing stuff on sheets of paper to like logging stuff via this app.
Spreadsheets.
Exactly, yeah. I think your Citizen Devs Academy is amazing. We've been looking at your curriculum and figuring how do we steal that for other companies? So if you've got a company where you need a Citizen Devs Academy, go reach out to Foyan because she knows how to build one. Mm-hmm. And there's now hundreds of people in her company who are going to get tech upskilled. I think that's wonderful. The demand, I think you mentioned you already have like three cohorts lined up because there's so many people who want this.
Yeah. Yes.
Wonderful. So we like to end each show with having you show us something that you think is interesting that the audience might benefit from.
Yeah.
Yes, okay, So we've been playing around with the Power Virtual Agent, and we're having thoughts around using this for our internal customers.
Okay.
So basically, this will be the starting point for service techs. So you have an issue, you talk to the bot, and this is going to increase our internal customer satisfaction, because they don't always have to wait for someone to respond to their emails before they get a response. They can get a response real time. So I built this this virtual agent like demo, added my topic here. It speaks to official documents. So if I say hi.
I love Power Virtual Agent.
This is so cool.
Amazing. Yeah. Really, really good. So powerful, and it can be used in so many scenarios.
That's right. Yeah.
Yes. So yeah. So.
Wow, so they can just ask questions. Essentially, it's about kind of having this available in the organization and really just being able to help out and give them some pointers on what to do.
Yes. So basic, and we started the process. So all the regular common questions that people ask us every day in technology, and you're like repeating the same answers every day, you're giving the same answers to different people. So what we want to do is we want to collate all of those questions and all of those answers and then build them into the virtual agents and then just basically launch out. So if you have those questions, ask the bot and get immediate answers to them. So we then have enough space to attend to real core technical issues and technical initiatives.
I love that. Yeah. So that is so cool. This is new. This did not exist when I went to visit Foyen. So how long did it take you to learn to do this and to actually make this bot?
That's a good question.
Actually, it took me less than 2 hours.
Wow. Less than 2 hours.
Has anyone got 2 hours in a day? In a week, you can make a bot?
You can make a bot.
It's very totally possible.
And a very, very useful bot, too. Yeah.
I mean, it's. I think what I love about it the most is, and I bet for you, and you can kind of relate to this and probably see this in the organization, is that it just makes people happier. Like, kind of, one of the things that I really hate is trying to dig around for finding out how to do stuff. And, like, you know, no one has time for that. No, no one's got time for that kind of stuff.
That's
everyone's
right.
Everyone's got stuff that they would rather be doing, even if they do have time for that. And what I love is just that I can just go there and I can just ask, hey, like, how do I do this? And it just makes that transaction easier because it's one place for lots of different things. And is that kind of how the organization has taken it, how your company's taken it?
Yes, that's the plan. So just one stop for all of your questions, technical related questions, and you get immediate answers to them. So anything that is complex will come to us to give answers to. So that's the plan. And we're also looking at the RPA.
Oh, cool.
Also, yes. I mean, we mentioned the fact that we wanted to check out the RPA for some of our processes. Yes. So we started the conversation with Samir.
Yes.
We're going to have a demo next week where he's going to show us how it works. And we're going to try and match that into our requirements and basically hopefully do a POC this quarter.
That will be insane. Once you have that working, you're definitely coming back on the show.
And we want to see when how this app grows. You know, it's really funny that we've seen, like, on this show, like, lots of different demos and lots of different scenarios. But what I found the most is that once someone gets into the Power Platform, it sort of snowballs.
That's right.
So they see, like, this PVA. And I know that wasn't your first bit into, like, your first kind of entry point, but even if it was, and it will be for a lot of people, you know, suddenly now you've gone to RPA, suddenly you're going to be going to lots of other things.
That,
I think that's where part of the power is, right?
Yeah. Because there's so many things that you can do stuff with. Once you discover, oh, this is actually easy, I can use the same data to build something totally else.
Exactly.
Which I love. All right, Foyen, so before you leave us, what is a call to action you have for the audience? What is something you'd love for everyone to go and do today?
Okay, so I have a couple of call to actions.
I love it.
Yeah,
so the first homework.
Yeah.
So the first thing is get into a community and be active.
Yeah.
I've had an amazing experience since we started the community here in Nigeria, and we got connected to the global community. It's been wonderful. Everyone is helping you, and you also have the opportunity to help others. So get committed to a local community today. And you can start up the citizen developer also in your organization, because it's not enough for you to know everything and then you're the one solving all the problems. You want to enable each and every employee to be able to solve their own problems by themselves. And then finally, I want to encourage every female out there. This is really cool. The Power Platform is cool. It's not complex at all. So it's something that we should start learning, because we have very few. I mean, for the community, I have less than 20 females out of 100 plus. So I really want the ladies out there to get on the Power Platform and become power girls.
I love
That's
it.
That's cool.
Become power girls.
Power girls.
Go power girls.
Yeah. That's awesome. I mean, it's so important. Yeah. It's so accessible to everyone. Those are really two cool, amazing cool factions.
I love it. Thank you so much for being here with us, Foyen.
Thank you for having me.
We will see you on West Africa Power Platform Tour.
Yes. So thank you for tuning in to the show. I hope you know, this was an amazing episode.
Yes.
There's some amazing, you know, call to action, some amazing content there. So stay tuned.
Less code.
More power.